Welcome back into Good Morning Texas here on 97.7 KATX. Matthew Householder, your host, joined by Terry Slavens, Brian Jackson, and then a first for KATX. We got two, count them, two on the line with us. Mitchell Oldenburg and McCoy Oldenburg, both of them, who gave me a good ride on this morning.
Reminds me of the Double Your Pleasure commercial back from 1932. The gum, I don't even remember what it
was. They're not brothers, are they?
Yeah, they're brothers. How'd you know? Hey, Matthew and Terry, appreciate you guys having us in this morning. And we do have special guests today. And this has to do with bringing some awareness to the Why We Ride movie coming up that we all been plugging in. And a pushing on coming up next Wednesday night down at the beautiful restored Majestic Theater here in downtown Eastland. And a couple of special guys that we're going to have in next week. We have on the air Mitchell and McCoy Oldenburg. And I've known these guys for a long time and watched them grow up in the sport of motocross and spend their life with their family traveling around the country. And that's no stretch. I've seen these guys all over the country. And you guys all know that I chase the sport avidly and have for many years, and it's been really cool watching these guys grow up. And ultimately, I think it was last year that these guys reached that point where they turned pro. And, we just thought we'd get them on the line and talk Supercross and Motocross. This event we're having coming up next week is kind of tied to the next Saturday night, Supercross. It's going to be in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium, however you know it. And we're really excited to have these guys out here. So, Mitchell, I'm going to start with you just real quick. Give us a real quick rundown of a bio, like where you live, your age, and how long you've been riding and stuff like that.
All right. My name is Mitchell Oldenburg. I am 19 years old from Decatur, Texas. I've been racing for almost, I'd say about 15, 16 years now, and I just love every minute of it. My dad grew up racing, so it's kind of in my blood.
Cool. McCoy?
Hi, my name's McCoy Oldenburg, from Decatur, Texas as well. 20 years old, been racing since I was four, so 16 years. same thing, just when I was four, my dad was the coolest guy on the planet and saw him riding, so I had to be just like that and wanted to get a dirt bike.
And he's still pretty cool, right?
Yeah, he's awesome.
You know, that's the movie that's coming to town next week. That's a lot of the things that we hear in this movie is just the raw passion in one's heart. And I know it expands to other sports and other hobbies too, but we're talking motorcycles, and that's what all this is about. And it just kind of gives me chills to hear these guys talk about them riding since they're 4 years old. And now they're turned professional. And like right now, McCoy's out on injury, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And Mitchell's down in San Antonio because the weather become inclemented, you know, a couple of days ago. And these guys can't miss training. I mean, it's just like training for the Olympics. You got to train. So he's down in San Antonio where the weather's better, and it's so cool, even once these guys turn professional, to hear that passion that they just love doing what they do. So did you ride yesterday, Mitchell?
Yes, sir, I did. I think we got down here around noon and just rode pretty much till dark, trying to get as much riding in as possible before Dallas. I know we're supposed to get some more snow up in Decatur today, so trying to stay sharp and be ready for Dallas next weekend.
Yeah. I just want to say real quick before I forget it, you know, the show is going to be dedicated to Liz Serber. I'm not going to release all the fun stuff about that right now, but I will say this. Her husband will also be there and be honored. He is the founder of the Grand National Championship, the GNC, known in the motocross world, I should say, not just, you know, country. It's known across the world as it's one of the biggest amateur racing organizations worldwide. And today, right now today, the Oldenburg's father, well, their entire family actually owned the GNC, and that track is alive and well and hosting one of the largest amateur nationals known in the industry each and every year in Decatur. And I think that's pretty cool. And his dad, or pardon me, McCoy and Mitchell's dad, Jeff, he's also going to be here next Wednesday. So all this is kind of coming in full circle. It's really cool. Talking about San Antonio, where you're staying at this week because of the weather, Mitchell. I know Thanksgiving week I was down there competing at the USA Championships in San Antonio. I hadn't been there personally since 07 and competed in that. And I know that both of you guys was there, and I'm ashamed to ask. I don't remember, but I know you had a good run there at the USA Championships. Did you capture a win?
Yep. Yeah, I ended up winning 3 out of 4 motos. I had a pretty good weekend. My brother, on the other hand, and you know, he ended up breaking his arm, but that's part of it. That's racing. But, I mean, it only drives us back. We want to get back on that dirt bike as soon as possible.
Yeah, you talk about injuries, and not everybody can come back, but it is part of the sport. And for those people that don't know a lot about the sport, they don't quite understand that. But when you have a competitor talking to another competitor, it's more easy to understand the passion. Of course, that was going to be my next statement is McCoy. That was like your first big race back from being on injury, right?
Yeah. I'd done a few races before that, but that was one of the bigger ones. And, man, just had a rough go the last couple of years, but keep my head up and faith in God and trying to stay positive about everything, and it'll eventually turn around, I believe that, so just keep plugging away.
Well, sometime I'll tell you guys a story about my career when I was about your age that changed the destiny of my career, and, you know, sometimes we don't understand, but I'm sure glad that God didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted them answered back then. And I'm very, you know, I'm having such a wonderful time at where I'm at, and it didn't go the way that I wanted to back then, but what a blessing it has been today. And to be 52 years old and still be doing this sport that's made for a young man. But, I didn't know how many races you'd been back in, but, I thought that was probably your first big race out, but, you know, being a very, very large race, I mean, just the title USA Championships is pretty prestigious just to even be there. But the best I remember, you was very competitive, running top 5, top 10 in your races that day before the mishap, wasn't you?
It was the first moto, and I ended up falling down. Got together with another rider, fell down a few laps before that, so not exactly sure where I was at, but I know coming into that I was feeling really good. I started riding Supercross with Mitchell and a few other kids, and feeling really good back on the bike, getting back in the groove of things after being off for about a year and a half. So it was kind of a bummer, kind of a letdown, but
yeah,
like Mitch said, it's part of the sport.
It's the part that we don't like, though, isn't it?
Now,
what Mitchell, a lot of times I've watched guys like you come up through the amateur ranks and get to that point to where they turn pro. And I don't want to take anything away from any pro. So I hope listeners out there, especially if we have some racers listening, don't take offense to this. But when a guy turns pro, it seems like some have what it takes to go to that next level and some don't. And what I'm fixing to state here, I noticed very, very prominently at those USA Championships, you and another guy just absolutely was on a kind of a playing field of your own, if you will. And there was a lot of very talented riders down there, but the best of my remembrance, you and this other guy just absolutely run off and left the rest of the pack. Is that just raw talent? Is it just work effort? Is it a combination of several things? Or what's happening in a pros race when you see that happen, what I'm referring to?
I think it's just a good program, you know, just having all your ducks in a row, like going to the gym, eating right, putting the work in.
I like that, yeah.
I think just just keep plugging away. And, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I want to be the best, and I'm going to do whatever I can to try and be the best, whether that's, you know, staying up till, you know, 10 o'clock at night, working my butt off, being strict about what you do and taking this serious as your job at this level. I think that's what comes with it. I mean, and still having fun with it too, you know. This is, I love doing it. This has been my life since I was 4 years old. So, just keep plugging away, and, you know, whatever happens, happens, but I'm not going to regret it just because I'm giving it everything I've got. So, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It's not from lack of effort.
Well, Mitchell and McCoy, as well as Brian Jackson in front of us, I mean, a lot of people sit here and go, well, you're riding a motocross bike. How much do you really have to take care of your own body, you know, when you're pulling on a throttle? People don't realize how much athleticism truly does go into the sport, and what he's talking about, getting prepared and stuff like that. You know, you're going to have spills, you're going to have falls, and then preparing your body physically to be strong in these cases, things like that, is a huge, huge aspect of it. And, you know, being able to be that physically fit, stuff like that's going to what's going to help you bounce back in the long run when you do have one of those huge multiple breaks in your leg.
I love his answer because, you know, and most people listening know that I'm a man of God and I share the gospel at the tracks, and that's part of what I do. And one of the things I've been studying lately in the Word of God is discipline. And discipline fixes most things. And that's exactly the answer that he gave to that question, is it takes discipline. And, you know, like yesterday evening when I was eating an apple, it might not have been the number one thing on my list. And when I got up this morning and was eating oatmeal, it might not have been the number one thing on my list. But just like he's saying, it takes discipline. And that was a cool answer.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left here before our outro fires. So go ahead, tell everybody about Why We Ride. One last time.
Coming up next Wednesday night at the Majestic Theater here in downtown Eastland. Activities are going to start at 5 o'clock. We've got all these guys, Mitchell and McCoy Oldenburg, and we've got book authors, historians, lots of people is going to be there. Bike displays starts at 5 o'clock. We're going to do the movie about 7:15. Love for you to come down. It's totally free. Guys, thank you all for taking time and visiting with us this morning here on KATX Radio from Eastland, Texas.
All righty, Mitchell, McCoy, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we'll get the Facebook link sent over to you so that y'all can share that with your family.
Oh, well, thank you, guys.
All righty. Well, thank y'all so much for joining me. Brian Jackson, thank you for joining me.